Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Dear McGavin is here. Dear McGavin is a wonderful expert garden designer.
Best to be demolished.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that quiz in a minute. But there's so many strings to this man's bow. But what I want to talk to him about first and foremost is the PTSB Ideal Home Show that is on at the RDS from Friday the 11th to Sunday the 13th of April. Dermot, you are a Dunstores ambassador. You're also going to be working across the weekend. You're doing the design.
There's a design clinic. I'll be answering people's questions at that. And we'll have our new range of plants with Dunstores. Can't wait for that. We've been travelling around the place choosing ones and designing things so they go up and down and turn around and around.
Dear McGavin, you never just settle for showing off the plants. They have to travel in some bizarre direction.
You have to catch people's attention. So these are indoor plants. And,
okay.
They're a great team at the show and they're a great team at Dunn's, so I'm really looking forward to that. And if you want to come, it's idealhomes.ie, 11 to 13.
Okay, idealhomes.ie. Now, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Ideal Homes Ideal Homes show.
I'm going
to
win them.
You're absolutely not going to win them. The PTSB Ideal Home Show tickets will be given away in...
I need them. I've no pass today.
Now, when you design something like the moving plants for the Ideal Home Show, do you ever think to yourself, this has to be based in some kind of reality that someone else... Like, for example, could I install a moving plant feature in my front room?
No. I saw this in a... There's a place called Water Drinkers just outside Amsterdam.
Right.
And it's a kind of cash and carry for plants. It's massive scale. And in the lobby, they have what's trendy at the moment. And I saw this and I thought, we'll have that.
We'll have that. So they're literally moving around on a...
No, they're just... you know one of these barbers?
Oh, the pole.
The pole.
Yes, yes.
And you know the way it goes round and round?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll have five in a row, different heights. I haven't told them about the different heights. and they'll twirl, and it's really in a show that you just want to catch people's attention. I'm in the Dunstores area, and what Dunn's do is they bring... There's a lot of competition because, first of all, they bring Donaldskin and aubergines.
Oh, okay.
And then they bring all their makers from their simple dishes, and these people are cool because they've been... They just make the coolest stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm there in the background. So look at my plants.
Look at my rotating plants.
And rising and falling.
Of course, of course, of course. You know the barbershop story, and I don't know if this is true or not, but that red and white thing that spins, right? This is just a... I haven't researched this, so everyone can correct me if they want on 087-4100-102. But years ago, there was a belief that blood drawing was a way to being healthy and avoiding disease and things, right?
Yeah.
But it was swiftly made illegal, funnily enough, because things went wrong for a lot of people. So that the barbershop, because they had the cutthroat blades and all, the lads would do it for you. And the red and white spinning thing is supposed to be a signification that we'll do blood drawing here. As I said, probably 100% not true. But
and
hey.
Then you get that, what's that play or that musical where in the barbershop and...
Oh, yes, Little Shop of Horrors.
No, the classic one.
I don't know, you're far more educated than I am.
Well, obviously not.
Yeah, remember
you look something to put forward. And, what's it? Oh, it's so well known. And I think in the shop,
Right, the blade split. Is used, right. Yeah,
a trapdoor into the floor and into a mismatch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're watching at all on the television. You're a strange man. But the so the Ideal Homes is on 11th to the 13th of April. Make sure you go along to that. Listen, every now and again, you say a sentence that surprises me. And the one that surprised me today when we were listening to Taylor Swift and Bad Blood was that you are writing a novel.
I am.
Not a gardening book.
No.
Not a factual gardening book.
I imagine there's plenty of that in it too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, can you please explain to me and the listeners, what is this novel about? When are we going to get our hands on it?
It's a murder mystery set at the Chelsea Flower Show.
So Bad Blood was an appropriate song to be playing at the time you were telling me.
It comes about because of Bad Blood.
Bad Blood. Okay, so set at the Chelsea Flower Show.
Set at the Chelsea Flower Show. And I've spent the weekend working on the murder, and it's a horrible way to spend a beautiful sunny weekend. And what's worse, I took myself down to Dunmore East because at this time of year, world goes crazy.
Yeah.
And locked myself in a room overlooking a hotel room overlooking the sea, writing about murder and grief.
Okay. And then you come in here and start talking about people getting sent in mincemeat. Yes. Like you're a tremendously joyous person, Timmy Cameron. I love it. So when can we get our hands on it? Is this going to coincide with the Chelsea Flower Show dates?
Some year it will.
Some year. Okay. By the way, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
The musical you're thinking of. Yeah. Thank you very much to Michael and everyone else who's telling us about that. So are you able, it's not necessarily 2025. It's just it's happening at some point around the Chelsea Flower Show in the coming years. We will find a Dear McGavin novel on the shelves.
You think that, Chelsea Flower Show would be, what are we now? We're almost April.
Almost April,
so
yeah.
It is 13 months away, and you would think when you meet the agent and, it'll be ready
for then.
Oh,
you just never know.
Oh, no.
No?
Because he has to read it first.
Okay, imagine that. Very quickly, because we're going to do a quiz in a few minutes' time, but Jane wants to know, Dermot, can you tell her the best three unable to be killed houseplants? Anything that is like somebody who doesn't really know what they're doing can look after?
Yeah, Sansevieria. It's a strappy-like succulent, That's really brilliant. The castor oil plant, Fatsia japonica, you can grow that inside or outside. And the third one that the Victorians used grow. So the Victorians used to have very smoggy living rooms.
That's right.
And there is, it's gone.
See, this should have been the quiz question.
It is indestructible, and it's known as the cast iron plant.
Cast iron plant, okay.
And we'll have it.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry, we'll Google it now in a second.
So if you come to the Ideal Home Show
and specifically hunt down
Dear
McGavin, the cast iron plant is the Aspidistra.
That's it.
Aspidistra. Yeah, okay, there you go. It. Actually, there's a question about a piece Lily in, Dear, before I get to the competition, which is from Imelda, who says, "Please tell me why my peace lily is not very good at flowering." I like how Imelda has leveled the criticism at the peace lily as opposed to herself. "Please tell me why my peace lily won't do what it's told," she says.
Give it some food.
Food?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of food. You don't generally feed houseplants from during the dormant months, during the winter months. Bit of sunshine, a bit of food. Not direct sunshine, a bright room. And some
ham and cheese toasty or like what do you
perfect
plant food, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, plant food. Let us say hello to a lovely lady called Gillian Brophy in a tie. Hello, Gillian.
Hi, Dave.
Are you well?
I'm good, thank you.
Gillian, if you lose this on purpose, I'll get you a ticket to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Gillian, don't you dare.
I won't lose.
you promise you'll try your best. Are you hiding at work somewhere?
I'm in work here, yeah. I'm in the office, yeah. My boss has just left about 10 minutes ago.
Brilliant.
So listen, actually.
What do you do, Gillian?
I work for a company, Pallet Box Hire.
Pallet Box Hire, right. So for hiring pallets, we're talking to you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant.
All over Ireland, yeah.
Amazing. Good plug for the lads. Fair play to you. Right, we're going to do a quiz here, okay? And the quiz is on offer as the prize are two tickets to the PTSB Ideal Home Show at the RDS from Friday the 11th to Sunday the 13th of April. We'll get you your tickets, Gillian, as long as you perform really well in this. Are you ready to go, Gillian?
I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to take on Dear McGavin, Ireland's most famous gardening expert, in a gardening quiz? You're a brave lady. Timur, are you ready to go?
I love the most famous, not best. And I'll go with that.
I could have used any.
For the next few minutes, I'm going with that.
You're not right. Well, both of you, please, step into my beautiful outdoor garden space. Lovely spot all the same. Gorgeous it is. Right, question one is going to you, Gillian. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Spell the word rose.
Rose, R-O-S-E.
R-O-S-E is correct. That's a point on the board. Ooh. For you.
I can spend for extra points in Latin?
No extra points for that. Your question, Dermot, which is a very similar question. What causes guttation fluids to contain sugars and minerals?
It's a lack of Big Macs.
Almost! You are so close. It's root pressure that forces xylem sap out through hydrotodes at leaf edges. But you were close. Gillian, I'm going to give you a 20-second clock here. And I want you, in 20 seconds, to name as many types of flowers, trees, or plants as you can. Your time starts now.
Rose.
Yeah.
Lily.
Yeah.
Oak.
Yeah.
Birch.
Brilliant.
Petunia.
Go on, he's giving you hints here, yeah.
Viola.
Tiki.
Yeah.
Dixonia.
Hydrangeas.
Yeah.
Hydrangea petiolaris.
Maple.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that was absolutely brilliant. Your time is up. You got 8.
Woo.
And that's what Dermot has to beat now, is to give him a listing game. 20 seconds on the clock, Dermot. I want you to name, in chronological order, the best show garden winners from the Chelsea Flower Show starting in 1912.
They've all passed away.
Yes.
But in my novel. And in reality.
Yes.
So starting in 1912.
12, yeah, starting then. Can you remember
the Ambrose Congreve.
Oh, it was 1914, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, your time is up. Okay, so he didn't manage to do anything there, Gillian. That's shocking altogether.
No.
The final one is a sound identification game. So, Gillian, I'm going to play you the sound of something to do with gardening. You must tell me exactly what this is. What is this? What do you think that is?
It sounds like a lawnmower.
It sounds like a lawnmower. You're absolutely right. It is a lawnmower. And can Dermot Gavin save himself and get at least one question right? Please tell me, what am I pruning?
I don't want to say.
I should say it's a plant. Have you any guesses?
I think it was more pumping than pruning.
It wasn't a pump. That was me pruning my Boston fern, obviously. But the good news is, Gillian, you're the winner! Gillian, you're going along to the PTSB Ideal Home Show at the RDS. I'll get you a pair of tickets. You go along. Make sure you visit Dermot. He'll be down the Dun Stores Ambassador. You'll see him there with his rotating and spinning and flying plants. All right?
Brilliant. Yeah, thanks very much.
All right. Thanks for playing, Gillian, you legend. See you later.
Thanks,
bye. 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 Dermot, thank you very much for taking part in that. Unfortunately, you, as you said, you were the best known, maybe not the most expert.
I've always been a loser. There you go.
Okay, quick. I haven't really got time for my full quick fire round, so I'm going to give you a brief quick fire round. First thing is, what are you currently obsessed with?
Classical music.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Sibelius.
I remember Sibelius, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's because of the election in America that happened. I stopped all stuff and put that on
in the background. Instead.
And I haven't looked at the news since, so it's...
I love it.
Classical music.
Great choice. And the final question I want to ask my guests is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Occasionally, when they get really stinky.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Dermot Gavin, it's always a pleasure. Genuinely always a pleasure. Make sure you go along to the PTSB Ideal Home Show in the RDS Friday the 11th to Sunday the 13th of April. Dermot is there as the Dun Stores Ambassador. We're also taking part in the Design Clinic. And there's a book to be coming out at some point in and around the Chelsea Flower Show. Have you got a title, and will you tell us the title even if you did?
I do have a title. I won't tell you.
Okay, fair enough. That's absolutely fair enough. Dermot Gavin, thank you so much for coming in.
Great to see you all.
You too.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.